If you have an iPhone, you also have AT&T as your service network. There's no choice in that. But if you've heard rumors that Verizon will become an option, your wait appears to be over. Verizon, the largest U.S. wireless carrier, is expected to make the long-awaited announcement next week that it will partner with Apple. Reporter Shandy Race covers telecommunications for The Wall Street Journal, and she's following this story. Shandy, what have you heard?
Well, it looks like Verizon is going to make an announcement on Tuesday that they're going to be launching the iPhone. And so we don't know yet exactly when consumers will actually get it into their hands, but they're finally ready to make the announcement, and it's been a long time in coming. So I think a lot of people have been eagerly awaiting this, a lot of consumers who've been frustrated with AT&T. You know, the carrier has had a lot of problems with their network. Since they got the iPhone, they've seen data traffic increase tremendously, and it's just really impacted the service. And so there's been a lot of frustration from AT&T customers, but people have stuck with AT&T because they love their iPhone and they want the iPhone. And so now it's going to be a game changer in the market. I mean, it's really going to just open up the whole market.
A game changer, meaning good for Verizon, could also be bad for AT&T, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this definitely could hurt AT&T. The predictions out there are that AT&T's net adds could go down anywhere between 1 million and 3 million. So, meaning the number of new customers that they'll get will just shrink dramatically. And then, of course, you know, there's the concern that people are actually going to want to break their contracts and go leave AT&T and go to Verizon. I think that, you know, there's some skepticism out there about how much that's going to happen. I've heard some people say, you know, that customers are not going to want to break their contracts and pay the fee to go to Verizon. And I've heard other people say that, you know, customers don't really have a problem breaking their contracts. So we're not sure exactly, I think, how big of an impact it's going to have. You know, I would expect that it will have a very significant impact on AT&T, but, you know, there's some analysts who don't think it's really going to affect the stock too much.
And what about the impact for iPhone users?
Well, so the biggest impact for iPhone users, I think, is going to be, you know, if they decide to switch. And so if you're an iPhone user and, you know, you currently have AT&T, you certainly, and you live in any big city in the U.S., you've certainly experienced dropped calls. And the carriers really worked very hard to try to improve their network. And they've made some strides, but they will admit, you know, they'll be the first to admit that they still have a really long way to go. The biggest impact you could see is, you know, you'll switch and you'll get better network. I think the other thing I should mention is that a couple weeks ago, AT&T was voted the worst network by Consumer Reports, and Verizon Wireless has the best. It's tied with Sprint. So, you know, for people who want to switch, they're going to get, you know, fewer dropped calls and better network quality.
How does this work, Shandy? If AT&T had the exclusive deal with Apple up till now, what does that mean Apple had to do to get out from that exclusivity to open up a deal with Verizon?
Well, it's not that Apple got out of the exclusivity. You know, the exclusivity had an end date. And we don't know exactly when that end date was, but everyone had kind of assumed that it was some point at the end of the year, you know, at the end of 2010. So it really makes sense that Verizon's announcing it now. I mean, you know, this is basically a couple of weeks, you know, after AT&T's exclusivity with the iPhone supposedly ended. So this is it. This is the time.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Shandy Race talking about the news that Verizon next week will announce that it is becoming a service provider for the iPhone. Shandy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.